he was diagnosed 7 years ago, we kind of knew, because we saw the signs of him forgetting, because his mother had Alzheimer's. Just a slowly deterioration. Now he just doesn't do nothing at all. Everything's gone.
How did you feel when your husband had that diagnosis, having presumably watched your mother-in-law go through the same?
Devastated, really. It's not a nice outlook, and you kind of know what's going to come, and it's dreadful, dreadful. And it doesn't go any better as time goes on.
What about Michael when he had the diagnosis himself? What did he say initially about it?
He has been quite accepting of it. He gets frustrated. He's been brilliant, really, how he's accepted it. Well, you've got no option, have you? You've just got to go with the flow and just hope for the best.
And how has life changed for you then over the last 7 years?
Oh, dear. Totally, my life's changed. That's the worst bit of it, is because you've got nothing good to look forward to. We've always gone on holiday. We've had a lovely life together. Well, now that's completely stopped. So that gets a bit depressing, because you think, oh, we've got nothing to strive for. Very depressing.
And is it hard work for you? I'm sure you do out of love, but is it hard work being a carer?
Yes. There's no two ways about it. It's hard work. Try and be calm, because he's better when I'm calm. If I shout at him, which you can't avoid, that upsets him. So I try not to shout, and now he can't understand what I'm saying to him.
How long have you been married?
Oh, God. 48 years.
48 years, wow. Did you meet locally around here?
Yes, we met. I was only 15. Michael was 17. We've been together all our lives, really, you know, so, yeah.
What difference does it make for you coming somewhere like this?
It does you good, because people are in the same situation that you're in, and people understand. So you can have a little moan, because we all like a little moan, and then it's gone. And then I think other people's situation, I'm thinking, stop moaning, because my situation is nowhere near as bad. I think I'm lucky, really.
Do you have much help from other people?
No help as such, but I've got a supportive family that support me.
So you're caring for Michael, and your family's caring for you?
Yes, and that makes a big difference.
If you were to meet somebody who was where you were 7 years ago, what word of advice would you give them?
I would say ignorance is bliss. I don't think it does any good knowing what's going to come, because you kind of go getting used to it slowly. I don't think it does, really, to know everything about it.